Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Carrie Hott.
Maysoon's sick, so this is the latest I've ever done the podcast. We're straight up doing this, and as soon as we're done doing it, I'm going to edit it and put it up.
Flying by the seat of your pants.
That's right. Long story short, can I tell you about the horrible victimization that I suffered today at Minnesota Street Project?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you about it.
Okay.
So basically what happened was I was there with my mentee because I do that mentorship program for Southern Exposure.
Right, and which is awesome.
Yes, I love Southern Exposure.
Support Southern Exposure, please.
That's right.
And all of your local arts organizations.
Well
that
said.
That you enjoy having in your life.
Yeah, because they're about to get cut off from the federal government. Mm-hmm. So point is, so we were in there. I was sitting on those, you know, those bleacher things, the like step, big steps they have in there that you can sit on and, you know.
The wooden ones?
Yeah.
The large.
Mm-hmm. And there was like a, you know, one of those I-beam columns that goes up and it had like some kind of work of art on it. And they were putting all this tape out to get people not to touch those columns because there's going to be a big crowd for the auction. Mm-hmm. But I had been there the night before and they had no tape. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So I didn't know the severity of the situation.
Yeah.
Then some other people from another education program left all their bags and stuff by us. And they were like, hey, we're going to go look at the art. Can you watch our shit for us? Mm-hmm. We were like, of course. But they had a coffee cup and the coffee cup was sitting within the bounds of the tape square that was around the column. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So a guy comes over who's like working on like installing stuff around, you know, who I always see there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I have actually had prior experience with him where I was gallery sitting for a show there. He comes in to show the space to somebody else who was going to have a show there, turns the lights off to see what it looks like without the lights on, and then does not turn them back on and left me in the dark.
What?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I had to like go figure out how to turn the lights back on. So I wasn't thinking about that, but I realized it later. So anyhow, so this coffee cup's in the tape square and he like yells out to us and he's like, you got to move that coffee cup. And I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, it's not my fucking coffee cup.
Right.
You know, but yeah. I was like, okay. And yeah. moved it. Didn't yeah. say anything. Didn't complain.
Yeah. Rolling with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's like, that area is off limits. You know, this like square, you know, the tape square. So I'm like, okay, I'll like stay away from it. I like scooch away.
Yeah.
You know, we're just sitting there drawing in our sketchbooks. We're working through some ideas of youth artists.
In an art space.
Right.
On a Friday.
Which
afternoon.
Has a fucking banner outside that says hate free zone.
Uh-huh.
Right.
All are welcome.
Exactly.
That's what it says.
And point is, so I scooch away, whatever, whatever. Then he comes over again, like after a little while has passed. And he's like, can you ladies spread out?
Excuse me?
I know, right? First off, I really don't appreciate just like blasting ladies at us. It felt very kind of like demeaning and infantilizing,
totally.
Kind of.
Totally.
And so point is, I'm like, oh, did you need to get to this, to the column, right? And they didn't need to. He basically just kind of chased us out. And so we had to schlep all the stuff that other people had left there, carry it up to where SOEX is in their auction thing, you know. And I had to like take my mentee, and bless my mentee, didn't really care at all about what was going on.
She's like, I'm a teenager. I'm used to being pushed around.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And so we went over to Phil's across the street and just hung out at one of their outdoor tables.
Hmm.
But I was like livid. And I drew a cartoon of him and I fucking put it.
I saw it.
Yeah. And I put it on Instagram with my mentee's phone. She loved it. She was all about it. So basically, fuck you, Minnesota Street.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. You can't be having like, I mean, they have SF Arts Ed there. Like they have teenagers there and like youth there all the time. Like, is this how it always is? I don't know. It just, I mean, I totally understand. I have every respect and reverence. And if it was like the guy who's the security guy coming and asking us to move, I would have been, you know, that's a whole nother story. But this dude's there working there all the time. He could have just been like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, when I was a gallery guide, we had a fucking procedure for that kind of thing. We'd right. like explain. We'd be like, you know, oh, sorry. Yeah. One of the rules is like, you can't be near this tape square. Like, you can't be within 3 feet.
We all understand the language of tape square.
Exactly.
It's a universal art language.
Right. Yeah. So anyhow, normally I'm so reverent of people that are like, you know, kind of organizing the people within an art space, because mm-hmm. people are fools and they do silly things, but mm-hmm. I just felt like this guy could have handled it a lot more delicately.
Yeah, sounds pretty inconsiderate and dehumanizing.
Yeah, especially, yeah, so
like, it's like one thing to be like, hey human, I'm human, you're human, like,
let's human together.
Yeah. But it's a different thing to like not understand the context or situation someone else is in.
Yeah.
And dismiss it and call them ladies.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Blah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is also on top of other things that have happened there. Like, I had a friend who was playing music there for an event, and someone from one of the galleries there, somebody who's part of the operating people of the place, basically came and said, can you turn that the fuck down?
Whoa.
Somebody who was not responsible for the volume of what was happening either. So they were like targeting the wrong person with their vitriol.
Yeah. Some harsh language.
They need an HR person in there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Everybody needs an HR.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
They need to run some training sessions.
But like, you know, hangout space where people can mentor young artists.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome to have a place where you can be like, let's meet there. Let's work on the stairs. Let's like watch some art installation happening. Like,
yeah, totally. And I mean, I think that was like, that's initially part of their whole thing. And I get it. They're also like giving people cheap space to do their weird events and shit. And so anyhow, Carrie, I wanted to really bring you on today because I found this really weird tape.
Oh, you did? Man, after everything today, you also found a tape?
I sure did.
Wow. I'm really curious, actually.
I could play it for you real quick.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we found a tape, that was like a really...
We had a hell of a time that last time.
Yeah. Anyway, pop it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Deepwater Mall. Here at the Underwater Mall, we start at the surface and we move to the great below.
I really thank the people that invited us today. I want to thank Anglerfish. I want to thank Tiger Shark Association of Mothers.
And I want to thank the Starlight Starfish Show.
And they're coming on later, so stick around.
Oh, yeah. And I want to thank our sea lion brothers, our friends Hermit Crabs, for always making a home out of our leftover stuff.
I love Hermit Crabs.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just come right out and just be really transparent and vulnerable, and I've been overeating krill for the past few weeks.
We know. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And I, Carol.
Yes, Catherine.
We all really appreciate your openness and honesty. That's one of the things we really want to get into today. And I want to say that I haven't just been overeating krill. I have been eating things I shouldn't even be thinking about eating. Carol, one of the things that I've been eating that I shouldn't be is I've slowly been trying to eat other whales.
Okay, it's really speechless, hard. But I'm here and I'm ready to listen. It's interesting to, you know, absorb this information in them all.
I can tell from the look on your face that this has made you really uncomfortable, and that's fine. I want to respect and acknowledge and make space for that feeling. But I haven't successfully eaten any whales yet. So hopefully that'll kind of give you some consolation.
I mean, we don't have teeth.
Right.
So it really...
I kind of just like brush my baleen up against other whales sometimes. That's as far as I've gotten.
That's vivid.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do sharks eat other sharks?
I'm gonna leave out some confidential information that I've gained from my sea
counseling friends. Services.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that no, they're strictly non-shark mammal eating mammals. Wink.
I heard about
I floated away, but I'm back.
I heard about a shark lady that ate a guy shark because he kept bumping into her.
Oh,
well, you know what? We've all been there.
We have all been there.
You know, I know how this works, but I just want to make sure you know how it works. Uh-huh. Like, so do we, like, suck it in and our baleen, our brush-like teeth things? Do they, it's like a curtain, kind of, and then we don't, that filters it before it gets in our mouth, or we, like, take in a big gulp of water and then kind of, like,
filter it out?
I don't really get how the baleen works.
It filters it in, since there are no teeth. And really, I'm coming from a place of not really, you know, like when you're on the inside of an experience and you've never really looked at it from the outside.
Yes.
So I'm coming from a place of literally, I just swim up, mouth agape, and let
but
it so, all...
But your baleen are... Your mouth is open, but the baleen is filtering the stuff that's coming in.
They're like a, if you...
A net, almost.
A net. And they push out the giant pieces of plastic afloat.
Oh, dear
no,
God.
Not really.
No, but the bigger fish, I guess. Why can't we eat big fish?
We don't have teeth. Our systems so can't aren't chew set up for it.
But we can have little fish and the krill. I mean, what's the krill made of?
Protein.
Plankton from the sea.
Protein and flavor. As a gigantic 100-foot blue whale, I try to stay to the smallest organism in the ocean. I just cover it right here at the top and right there at the bottom. And I let everybody else... chill in between. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's my rhyme, Catherine.
I loved it, Carol.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and take some questions from the audience.
Oh, great.
Okay, we got a big crowd here today.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Hello, my name is Howard. As you can see, I'm a manta ray.
A manta ray? Awesome. Awesome!
I was wondering, I also worry about the food chain and how my choices are affecting the greater ecology of the ocean. And so, do you have any tips for creatures that live closer to the surface that maybe can't be as choosy as... creatures that just kind of open their mouth and their food just kind of rolls right in?
Wow, that's a great question, Howard.
Boy, Howard. Yeah.
I mean, I almost feel like we can't... I feel bad to, you know, to speak to that when it's so far outside our experience.
It's true.
But as people with the show that tours malls in the deep sea...
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of our job.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. You know, like, we understand you've got these, like, really powerful wings and, you know, you're an ambitious manta ray. We get it, you know? We've been there, but...
Who can blame you? I mean, you are gonna get eaten by a sea lion? Something eats you
for sure.
Oh, yeah, I have to run away from sharks, boats, people, fishermen.
Yeah.
The great sea bass could take a chunk out of me.
Totally.
Exactly, Howard. Yeah. So it's like, you know, we're all part of our own food chain. And
yeah, and then while doing that, you know, look out for your fellow manta ray. Look out for...
You don't think there's any kind of weird allegorical subtext to what we're talking about?
I definitely think there is.
But how does... Anyway.
Keep it weird.
Okay.
I trust you.
Okay. Okay, moving on to our next subject of the day.
Yeah. We got a fountain behind us. We got a ring of...
a fountain that's bounced sand.
Yeah. Yep.
Love it.
Exfoliation.
Since we're in the mall, I thought I could bring a little... another inner whalenal problem that I've been having lately.
Please.
Birthday presents. Yeah. What's the last gift you got your partner?
You know, I actually got my partner a painting.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Art. Did you make it yourself?
No, I commissioned it.
Oh.
Yeah.
How nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. I commissioned it from a collaborative group called Jaloan. It's a group of 12 jellyfish that paint. They are collaborative painters.
Incredible.
Yeah. Jaloan. Really, like, relevant work. Like, really important work. Yeah.
Wow, geez. Mm-hmm. How much did that run you for?
Well, we did a trade. So,
what'd you trade?
I traded a vocalization of mine that they are using to inform their next collaborative performance.
Incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice trade, because...
You're welcome.
I mean, that basically cost you nothing.
Well, you know, yeah, vocalization is...
I mean, I know you are... I mean, you're an artist in your own right.
Right, yeah.
With your sounds and emanations.
Exactly, yeah. So
I've been working on a lot of nonverbal but audio emanations.
Tell me more.
Can I try some with
Please.
You?
Yeah.
So, like, say you're telling me about something, and I'll just be like, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going...
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's been going okay. I'm worried, as with many of my mannerisms that I develop, and that it may be going overboard already.
Oh.
Which, in fish terms, is a great thing.
Are you worried that you use those... That you overuse them?
A little bit now. I feel like it's starting to get out of hand.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you use them in order to... feel like you're demonstrating that you're engaged?
Kind of, yeah.
Now I feel hyper aware of all of my vocalizations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think...
Because I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't think that you do it.
I mean, I feel like I just started because I was like, maybe this is something I should try out.
Oh, sure.
And then I'm like, oh, is it getting to be too much? Because at first it was kind of like also funny to me a little that somebody would be like, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to put this chair over here. And I'd be like,
Well, sometimes it's a way to like you're still thinking about it, you know, but it's a way to. Be like, I'm right there with you.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not sure about it, if it's getting weird. There's also something about making those kinds of noises that's a little, like, physical. It's getting into, like, a guttural place. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to feel a little overly intimate sometimes.
We are animals.
It's also non-committal.
It's non-committal.
Because you're not saying anything. So I like that about it.
Well, you need time sometimes.
Yeah.
To figure out how you feel.
It is a good way to restrain. Well said.
Because you could either be like, or you could be like, I need time to figure out how I feel about what you're doing every single time.
Right. No one wants to do that. Yeah. I have never, I've literally never said that.
No one has.
Carol, time for your recipe.
Oh, yep. So, today, here, I'm so excited to share with you all my recipe for kelp salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been working on this one. All right, everybody ready? It's really simple. It's really simple. And it can be kind of soothing, you know, like on an afternoon chopping. It's also kind of freeform. So just find your favorite kelp. We all, like, you know, we all have our kelp forest that we enjoy, but keep it to a minimum, folks. Let that grow back. But just chop what you're, you know, chop a little bit and chop it up. So you grab a little seaweed and a little sea pepper and sea onion and sea jalapeno and sea garlic and sea salt. And you just chop them all up, even...
No sea cucumber?
Oh, sea, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. sea cucumber. That one's a little controversial, but we'll just, you know, take it or leave it. And you chop it up and equal parts, you know, to taste. It's all to taste. And dash of sand. And you use some sand chips. And it's fantastic. That's all I'm going to say. It's fantastic. Makes a great dip for all of your sea gatherings and parties.
That's going to be right up there with one of my favorites. Every time you make that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody comes.
Yeah.
Can't get there too late because it'll all be gone.
It'll be gone.
It's almost as good as your sand dollar pancakes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, time for another question from the audience. Leo the Crab, one of our favorite oldest listeners. Yeah, get over to the mic.
Hey, Carol and Catherine.
Hey.
So, I don't know, I was just walking around the other day, and I was just wondering, like, how do you deal with, I'm having an interpersonal conflict with,
That's the worst conflict you can get.
Yeah, I'm having an interpersonal conflict with a roommate. And it's just gotten to the point where, like, we don't even know what the deal is anymore, you know? So, you know, you both really feel like you got a handle on things. And I just thought, like, how do you deal with that?
Are you guys living in some kind of moving? You live on the back of another creature, inside of something? Are you just not sure where you live? I mean, what is it that you don't even know what's going on anymore about?
Well, we had a pretty serious dispute over whether one of our friends was a regular orca or a killer whale. And I feel like it's, like, a pretty serious thing to accuse someone of. And it kind of started there. And then, we're living on the back of a abandoned boat that continues to move. It just causes us continued stress. So I just think it's, like, really built up over time, you know? And then I actually made one of your recipes a while back, and my roommate ate all of it, and it's just, like, all these things together, you know?
Leo, I gotta say, right off the bat, you've been with our show so long, you feel like family.
Yeah.
And you deserve better.
Yeah.
You gotta get out of there.
Okay.
Not knowing if someone can tell the difference between a regular orca and a killer whale is basically the worst thing you can say to somebody in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worse than, like, insulting their their family.
Thank you. It's really helpful. It
and
feels really empowering.
Don't let that slide, because you're better than that.
Okay.
What do you think, Carol?
You know, I'm with Catherine on this one. If it just starts to feel like you've reached a point where you're not really going to see eye to eye, it might be time for a break. Maybe it's not forever. But maybe find another boat.
What's your financial situation? Can you afford to live on your own on another boat? Are there options in your area of maybe boats that aren't still moving?
I haven't really put my feelers out. I haven't put my antenna out.
And if, you know, in the meantime, if you need to get out of there because it sounds like a toxic relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
We could offer you some real estate on our body.
Yeah.
If need be. And
Carol here, I mean, we are literally 100 times your size, so happy to...
More than that, even.
Yeah, we're happy to, you know, give you a...
We wouldn't even know if you were up there.
It's true.
I don't know what's up there right now.
Yeah, I can barely see you.
All right, another listener question.
Yeah, who we got back there? Who's that? Who's that?
Hey, thanks so much for letting me in. I love the show. Long time listener.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
First time questioner. Oh. And of course, again, as you can tell, I'm a nautilus.
With
how
special.
With all my weird things hanging out, us nautiluses have been the same for millions of years. And I'm just looking for a way to spice things up. Evolution. It's kind of left us here. We're kind of not going to do much more than this physically. So just looking for ways to spice up the old experience of life.
your whole species has basically, like, peaked, like, for the last million years or whatever.
Bruce, I feel like you're in what we like to call a rut.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Easy to get into a rut down here.
Yep.
I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're literally everywhere.
Yeah.
And as a nautilus, even with your back motion powers, like, you can still... You're just as likely to be stuck in a rut as the rest of us, so...
For sure.
Don't, no judgment. Like, we're right there with you. Have you ever tried to move sideways?
Zone. Oh my god. Hang on, I'm gonna try it right now.
All right.
This is a totally new experience! I'm doing it. I'm moving sideways.
You look awesome, Bruce.
Way to go, Bruce.
Yeah.
Another
yeah.
life changed.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap things yeah. up here the way we always do.
Yep.
By singing a lovely song. Everybody, thanks so much for coming out to another Mall Show.
Hey, thanks, folks. Great to see you.
And remember,
don't let the tide take you where you don't want to go.
Damn right.
Yeah.
That's not what I expected to be on that tape.
That was so strangely, like, bizarre, yet so kind of regular.
Yeah, truly alien, but yet somehow still very relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I had two experiences at the same time. It's true.
Any events coming up you wanted the world to know about?
Let's see. It's March 17th. It's St. Patrick's
yeah.
Day.
Oh, yeah.
So not today. But there's an auction on next Saturday that we covered. And
that's tomorrow. Or today, if you're listening
Sorry,
to this, because it
tomorrow.
Took me 5.5 years to
yeah,
get this shit up.
It is tomorrow. And
there's some great work in that show, including work by Carrie Hott.
Yep, got a piece.
Somebody bid on it.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No.
Also, next Wednesday, the 22nd, Sophia Cleary, friend of the show, who we just interviewed a couple weeks ago, is giving a talk at Real Time and Space.
Right here.
And then doing a performance after, you have to, if you want to go to the performance part, you have to RSVP. I'll have a link to the webpage where you can get all the information about all that in
awesome.
The underworld.
Awesome.
The underworld.
Yeah.
Is That's there... going to be the title of the episode.
Oh, okay.
The underworld.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Hell yeah.
Warm Red Variety Show.
Ooh, shout that out. Warm yeah. Red Variety Show hosted by Anastasia and Brian.
Yeah. Anastasia Pahulis and Brian Lucette. They have a variety show called the Warm Red Variety Show. It's been going on for over a year now. Now it's
well over a year.
Well
isn't
over
it?
A year. Now it's ready to surface.
At Piano Fight in the Tenderloin.
In the Tenderloin.
It's only $10 for a million different acts.
Yeah. And it's funny.
You bust your gut.
It's often timely. It's
thought-provoking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming and recording with me at extremely late notice.
It is my pleasure, and I'm always honored to be included in the miracle that is Congratulations Pine Tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that just sends me from one bridge
to the other bridge?
To the island in between.
Oh.
This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.